I welcome the confirmation this morning by the Department of Housing of the decision taken at Cabinet on Tuesday to confirm the increases to the defective concrete block scheme, both in relation to the overall cap as well as the square foot rates and also the ancillary grants too. So this is going to be important news for homeowners, and really importantly as well, it's going to apply retrospectively to those currently in the scheme and those currently undertaking work. Overall now, the decision this taken at Cabinet will see the cap increase by the maximum allowable 10%, which will see a €42,000 increase in it, bringing the overall cap now to €462,000 under the scheme, which then combined with the SEA grants will bring it up to just to €499,000. Importantly, though, for every homeowner will be the square foot rate, and the Cabinet decision this week approved an increase in Donegal of between 7.7% and 8.7% in the square foot rates for those undertaking work or those who will be in the scheme in the time ahead. And that means, for example, now that the average grant for homeowners at the moment is €326,000, the average amount. For somebody on that average amount, this increase in the square foot rate will mean an extra €26,000 per homeowner, which will be really important and welcome for those who are in the scheme. Also, we're seeing a 10% increase then in relation to the ancillary grant. So, for example, then the accommodation grant will go up from €15,000 at the moment to €16,500. So, overall, it's really important confirmation. It's important in terms of the rollout of the scheme. It will affect and be welcome by every homeowner who's currently undertaking the works, and it'll be a significant support to them. And certainly I will continue to work at Cabinet level as well in terms of the scheme rolling out and seeing the significant momentum that we've seen built up in the last number of months, where we've just over 300 homes now in Donegal currently under construction, to see that continue too.
And in terms of these increased rates applying retrospectively, how quickly can the amendment to the legislation be made so that the people that have engaged with the scheme can benefit from this?
So under the current legislation, the Minister can introduce regulations immediately to apply the new rates for any new entrant to the scheme. And also in the Cabinet decision, approved the Minister and committed the Minister to now drafting the legislation and the amendment to the legislation to be able to apply it retrospectively. So that's legislation which will now be drafted. But the key thing here really is, in terms of certainty for homeowners, the key thing is that the government decision this week approved it to apply retrospectively. So while the legislation will now proceed and progress, it will come, and the government has decided that it will apply retrospectively, and that gives the really important certainty to those who are undertaking works at the moment, importantly, that these rates will be applied to them and that they will benefit from the increases.